This podcast is a Smelling Good production.
That's Smelling Good.
The door is wide open.
Anybody could walk in.
Who's it gonna be?
I don't know.
Do a squat with your quad.
Nice bud.
Catch a cod.
Carbon rod.
Oh my god.
Join our squad.
It's Friend of the Pod. Episode 11 of Friend of the Pod, Connor.
Welcome back to another episode of Friend of the Pod. My name's Connor and this here's Will. Will, are you cold?
I am a little. We don't have the
right
heater on today.
Brr.
But I also don't have a jumper. You have a jumper.
Yeah, I have a jumper. Jumper? I barely know her.
Jumper. Jumper in the streets.
Yeah.
Jumper.
Roll it. Yeah, she got rolled.
She got rolled. Give me a wallet.
If I told you probably the time... I was just there, but my friend got rolled. Nearly. He did.
I've almost been rolled. Ooh.
Go on, you tell your story.
Well, I just had a creepy guy just follow me.
Oh.
And asked me what was in my backpack. And I was like, oh, nothing.
Oh, it's my stuff in here.
It's at Ballarat. It was when I was walking home.
Oh.
Yeah. When I was walking past the kebab cart.
It's always within 1 kilometer of a kebab cart, isn't it? Although,
yeah.
I think you're always within 1 kilometer of a kebab cart.
There's so many. Well, mm-hmm. There's a lot of kebab carts and American burger joints in Ballarat.
Mm.
There are a lot of kebab carts in West Footscray.
Yeah.
I know at least 4 that I could drive to within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
5.
Minimum.
Because there's one in Braybrook as well.
By the end of this episode, we will have 4 HSPs.
And we will line them up. We will judge them.
Blind taste test.
S tier. R tier. Is it R tier?
No.
I don't,
S, A, B, C, D.
Why is it S? Why is S?
Because it's sort of that, like, give 110% thing where it's like A is the best, but S is like, oh. It probably stands for something like
superior?
S. Sure.
Superior. Because I remember you explaining this to me years ago of like...
And I'm more than 5.
I couldn't get my head around it. Why is S? Surely A is the best.
Well, like there's no reason the letters are in that order, you know. We just decided alphabet, sure, go from there.
Yeah, but everything's marked A plus, B, B plus, C.
In that order.
Well, A plus A, B plus B.
S. It's like, you know, if you ever play in like a Wii Play... Many assortment of Nintendo games. You get like a bronze rank, silver rank, gold rank, platinum rank.
Oh,
special. Platinum's now the best.
Take your fucking Mario World and blow it up. Not on my pod, you won't.
So anyway, we're going for a walk. Mm. Me, Harvey, Ruby, fuck, someone else.
Friends of the pod.
Yeah, sure.
Harvey, friend of the pod. Ruben, friend of the pod.
Ruben, yeah, Ruben. Ruby.
Ruby, sorry.
Anyway, I think they had all been at a party, or at least Harvey
Ruby,
had
friend
been.
Of the pod.
Yeah, and then a couple guys were like, oh, hey, you owe it, like, what, do you have 60? Oh, what are they, do you have 60 bucks or something?
Harvey's do like, you or to no. Harvey?
I wasn't there.
Oh, right.
Well, this is at a party. Anyway, he's
Hang
at
on,
a party
sorry.
Beforehand.
So
there's these two
you
guys.
At this party? No, no, no.
No, because no, I'm a loser. I'm not at a party.
What were you doing?
I don't know, at home. Just
playing Nintendo.
Fixing my bike. I'm always in my...
Getting the platinum trophy.
grinding out those platinum trophies.
Getting S tier, baby.
That's probably very accurate. Anyway, he was at this party. People in the year level above us, two guys that know him, were like, hey, do you have like 60 bucks? We need to blah, 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 I think.
Mm.
And then he's like, oh, nah. So then they're walking around to each person at the party like, hey, we need 60 bucks or something like that.
Yep.
Anyway, we all go for a walk afterwards. I don't know what. It's late.
We all? So you rock up to the
Me,
party?
No, no, no. I think we'd formed like a walking club. It might have been the holidays. Me,
oh, so
Ruby,
not after the party.
Yeah. And then Harvey joined later. Us. We're walking around. And then we're walking down this street.
Mm-hmm.
Having fun. This little side street. Boogie, Hall boogie, Street? Boogie. Why do I remember that? I think it was Hall Street.
What suburb?
McKinnon. Right next to the school, McKinnon Secondary right. College. Should I name?
Shout out to
name
McKinnon,
and shame.
McKinnon Secondary.
We're about to get a letter
to invite us to
do not besmirch.
We can teach podcasting to the kids.
There we go. Free. As long as they promise. We're walking down. Then we see two guys walking towards us.
Uh-huh.
Who is it? But them.
$60
the people.
Guy.
Yeah, the people from the party. And Harvey, he's got a bike. Yeah, he's on his bike. But
can I pause now? I've met Harvey.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how I'd go rolling him. Because he's pretty erratic. Like, I feel like at any moment he could punch me and thump me into the ground.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
We'll see.
The story continues.
Okay, right, yeah.
Anyway, they're about to, like, walk past us. We're in the middle of the street because it's late at night and you walk on the street in the middle. And then just as they're about to pass us, I think Harvey's like, oh, hey, guys. And then they're like, oh, and then, like, stop and start talking to us. And
oh, so
like,
Harvey was the one that initiated conversation?
Yeah, because it's like, oh, it's these guys.
Right.
And then they, like, grab his bike.
Oh.
And, like, sort of start to, like, hey, you, like, where's that $60 you owe us? And Harvey's like, what? I don't know you. No. What the fuck are you talking about? Like, and then I don't see it, but I see one of them, like, reach into their pocket, and then I hear the click of a switchblade.
Oh,
like the
no.
And then we're all just like, oh. Oh, I thought we were just having a friendly little chat. I didn't realize that my butthole should be just out of this world, just fucking clenched up right inside me. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
So
I don't know
you
what
got
to do.
Held at knife point.
I didn't. Harvey
we've
did.
Been,
I was standing
seen
a meter
man
behind.
Be yeah. Held. We've been friends for 5 years.
And it's never come up?
Never come up that you've seen a man be held at last.
Little do we know, I mentioned this on the pod like 4 episodes ago and we've just forgotten.
yeah, probably.
Anyway, and then I think that goes on for a little bit. He's like, I don't have... anyway, then out of nowhere, Harvey like shakes his body, shakes him off and like runs off down the street, nearly falling over as he does. So they run after him.
Saved his bike?
No, drops the bike.
Right.
Runs off and we're just like, oh, what do we do? What? Ah! Ruby,
do you
I think,
grab the bike and run
Ruby
off?
Gets on the bike and tries to like go around a different street to catch them on the other side.
Why?
I don't know, to like stop them or...
Is Harvey a fast runner?
I don't know, but we hear yelling coming from down the street. We can't see what's happening, but there's yelling and we're like, is he getting stabbed? Is he like, what the fuck's going on? So I call the police.
Yes.
First and only time I've legitimately called the police. I've many a time
correct,
accidentally
by the way,
on
correct.
My phone.
Correct. Good call, Connor. Well done.
What?
It's good to know you act well under pressure.
Just... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it was like, should we... Is it... no, yes, this is a situation in which you call the police. Yes.
Because it's good to know that if we ever get rolled together and I'm running off about to be killed.
I'm not just going to be like, well, I guess I'll wait here.
Yeah, bummer. That's a bummer, isn't it? Whoops. I really liked him.
I think the other person I was with was Michael. Not that it matters.
Okay.
But I think. Anyway, they run off, call the police, and I'm like, hey, this has happened, explaining it. Then Harvey comes back and he's like, fine. Ruby comes back and he's like, oh yeah, while I was running, I like took out my wallet and like stashed some of the money in my underwear and then like gave them some money and they hit his leg with like a pole or something. I don't know. So he was fine. Obviously shaken and like,
what the
I was
fuck?
Robbed by people we knew. I didn't really know them.
Yeah. And so they were going to the same school as you were.
Yeah, or maybe we were in year 12, and anyway, year level above us, I think. But
surely you told the school.
I don't know. Maybe it might have been.
I think McKinnon Secondary College have some answers they need to give us.
No, well, they weren't involved at all. Why did they have to do it?
Do you have the college's number? We'll call them up. I'll tell them how it is.
Hello.
Hello. Just an admin. Susie from admin. Hi. About 7 years ago,
yeah,
my friend
I need
was
answers.
Robbed at knife point by students that went to your school. I would like retribution.
Okay, and which account should I make this out to?
Smelling good productions.
Anyway, the police
cash.
Come.
Yep.
We each give our accounts. It's like, oh, this is full on, like 4 police
bank
cars.
Account.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know, 1032, 1062, BSB 335152.
Because everyone knows the police pay you for your public service.
And crime never pays. But if you stop crime, that pays.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's why the crime never pays. They're going to pay the people to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
They pay the cops. Why don't they pay me? The cops wouldn't be able to do their job if it wasn't
exactly.
For me.
Exactly. If
therefore,
I didn't
I
make
be...
the call,
yeah.
They'd be twiddling their thumbs.
If the phone call was 2.5 minutes long,
or
let's say the phone call was 60 seconds long, which is, 1% of an hour, and an hour's pays
$25. Well, it's more than 1%, but yeah.
60 seconds?
Yeah. It's 1/60th, not 1/100th.
Oh, what's that then? How many...
Come on, 1.8, sure. Okay. Let's say 1.8.
1.8. You need 1.8% of $25 because that's the hourly rate.
True. I'll take it.
I'll take my 67 cents.
Talk to the police. Go through it. I barely remember that part. You know, just blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And then we're all like, oh, we need a debrief. So we're sitting outside the 7-Eleven. And then one of the cop cars like drives past. They stop like, go home. What are you doing? You've just had a knife. Go home. You're out at night, you crazy kids. Yeah.
How old were you? Like 16, 17?
Anywhere from like 16 to 19, probably. Right. I'd say. Could have been just after year 12. Not sure. Year 11, year 10.
I remember when I was a kid, Hillsville had a new BMX track just was built.
Mm.
And it was like, we'd had this crappy skate park for years and kids were sick of it. So they built this BMX track. Everyone loved it. It was one of those towns where no one skated. Everyone just had a BMX bike.
Right.
Or the young kids had a scooter.
Mm. Would you have fun, what do you call them? Like to stop the air coming out. What do you call them? The twist onto the bikes?
Onto the bikes. I'm part of the bikes.
You, like where you pump the air in.
Oh.
And then you put the...
Like a...
The cap. The
what are they called? This is the worst podcast.
We'll call
the pressure cap. We'll call it
the pressure cap. But they're like fun. And they're like gold dice or like a skull.
You and me have recently done a trade. I have one of your pianos and you have one of your keyboards and you have my mountain bike.
Which every single day I go to work, I'm like, you know what? Today's the day. And then I never have enough time.
That's right.
Why? Brain bad. Well, not brain bad. I don't know. Have I booked
brain
a doctor?
Lazy, brain
lazy. Update.
Brain lazy.
Brain lazy.
Why do you think it's at yours?
It's not my fault.
I was brain lazy for about 4 years.
True.
I had that in Ballarat at uni for all 3 years. How many times did you see me ride that to uni?
Once.
None. I didn't.
I took a stab there.
Yeah. But that has the fancy pressure hubcap things. I don't know if you've noticed that.
Yeah.
They have dice.
Gold dice.
Gold dice. Oh, black. One black dice, one gold dice.
Oh. And hands off the merchant dice.
Yeah, good done. Yeah, well
done. Yeah, you know.
Crandall's back, I suppose.
Oh, maybe. Oh, and he just ran off. He
said one partner and quickly ran out. But yes, so the BMX track at Hillsville. So I was with my, would have been like 12, and I was in Hillsville at the BMX track with my mate Jack.
Yeah.
Who really, in hindsight, wasn't really a friend. Like,
he was just that guy.
There. Well, like, we were friends. We'd hang out a lot, but he wasn't nice to me.
Yeah.
So, therefore not a friend. But we did hang out a fair bit. I was that kid that would put myself in situations where I would get bullied.
Yeah.
Because that was the only option in Hillsville. Was that
you played the part.
Played the part. Yeah. I was playing the fat kid
role. Stop bullying me.
Yeah.
Well.
Don't be so easily bullied. Anyway, we were at the BMX track. Like, third day I was open. Jack crashed his push bike and put a hole, like a big divot, in one of the down ramps, one of the jumps. And we just sort of kicked some dirt over it and went home. And then guys rocked up at like 16-year-olds who were like the older boys, rocked up at his house and like confronted him for hurting the BMX track.
You hurt the BMX track.
And I remember pure fear in that moment of like, Jack's about to get bashed because he broke the BMX track on its third day opening. And somehow word got around town that, Jack did it. Go to his house. Go confront him. Go beat him up.
Did he get beat up at all?
No, they just sort of left.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Right, bye.
Yeah. He was a pretty cool kid. That's why I was hanging out with him.
Right. Yeah,
He just talked his way out of it.
You were the Milhouse to his Bart.
Yeah, I really was. I really was. I've always been the Milhouse, let's be honest.
No. Come on.
I've been the Milhouse. But now I'm like volunteering to be the Milhouse.
It's a self-aware Milhouse.
I like being bullied. It's kind of fun. You give it. You got to take it a bit.
As long as everyone's happy.
Who are you? Yeah. I'm just happy to be here, guys.
I'm happy. Everyone's having fun together. Yeah. United enemy.
I'm
in
enjoying
me, but,
just being
know.
Included.
Yeah.
Who are you in The Simpsons?
Jeez. I'm, what's his name? Mel? The guy with the bone in his hair? That's me. Sideshow Mel.
Isn't he like the druggo of the town?
Or? No. He works with Krusty.
Oh, does he? I don't watch much Simpsons.
Yeah, he talks like that.
Keep going.
No, I'm good. Don't want to get it wrong.
The game at my work, Charles and Gammon, has come up recently.
You never mentioned. Where is this?
In Seddon.
Right, and what streets?
Charles and Gammon.
Oh, and they're both streets?
Gammon Street.
One's not a road, one's not a lane. They're both streets?
I'm pretty sure they're both streets.
Okay, we got double streets.
We got double streets.
What is this, a bloody milk bar freezer? So many streets.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, the game's come up because I have a Shrek tattoo. They all call me Shrek Boy in the kitchen.
Fun.
Yeah, which I sort of, initially I was like, surely you can just call me Shrek.
Shrek Boy.
Shrek Boy. So it's now Shrek Boy. And so whenever something happens, it's just like, oi, Shrek Boy. Like, I think I was gagging with my manager one day and he was like laughing because I made a joke and he goes, well, you're such a cunt. And then I hear from the kitchen, hey, Shrek Boy's a cunt.
You know, anyway. Were there customers?
They would have been. But I'm sure they wouldn't have heard.
That's the kitchen.
Yeah, if they did, it's no a friendly rule. Family restaurant. It's fine.
Yeah.
We're just having a bit of bants.
Yeah.
And fun. That carries out in that fun and friendly family atmosphere we make in the dining room. So the kitchen have been asking me recently, if you're Shrek, who's your donkey? And then we've been like saying, oh, who's the three little pigs? Who's the cross-dressing wolf? Who's Fiona? Who's Lord Farquaad?
Yeah.
Which some interesting character profiles have come up. It's like, oh, really? Is that how we feel about that
person? What you think about that? Okay. I mean, I don't disagree, but it's interesting that you...
Yeah, funny. Well, it's that quote. Really, if you think of the movie Shrek, what quote of Lord Farquaad's really pinpoints... the character of Lord Farquaad.
Oh.
So if you think like Shrek is like, get out of my swamp. He's like, he's the guy who just wants to be alone.
He lives in a swamp. You learn a lot about him.
Like that's a line that really defines his character. What's a line that defines Lord Farquaad?
I can't think of any.
It's hideous. Well, I would argue it's many of you may die, but it is a sacrifice I am prepared to make.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah. And so whenever... this is a few times people try and be like, oh, who's the Lord Farquaad? You know, not only at work, but this happens...
Every day, people are asking me.
Shrek characters. That one will always come up. Who in this group of people would be most likely to say that?
Right.
One? And always... well, in a work situation, it's always going to be the boss. Yeah. Who's more Lord Farquaad out of us two?
Me.
Is that just because I'm Shrek?
Yeah, because you're Shrek. No, I don't know. I just think I'm more of a... you're nice and you do things for people. And I have the appearance... people... not in a conceited way at all. I don't understand. If someone doesn't like me, I'm like, oh, you get me. You see me for the real me.
Yeah.
A lot of people just seem to like me. We've had falling outs with people as a whole group. And still they'll be like, hey, how are you going though? I really want to catch up with
you. You always go under the radar.
I just slip. I don't know why.
Yeah.
I'll take it. But behind closed doors.
You say some nasty shit.
Yeah, kill everyone. Fuck them all.
Let's not start that rumor. You are a nice person.
Don't need to start it. It's already there.
You have good morals. You're not racist. Yeah.
Well. Oh, speaking of. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's wild you say that.
I know the run sheet.
Because I was horribly racist on the weekend.
I know how to make a segue into what the run sheet says.
Whoa. Anyway,
what do you mean?
I was at work. Is it the work I've talked about before? Maybe not. Maybe I've got a new job. Or maybe I'm just saying
that. Do you have a new
job? Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'm just saying that so we can't pinpoint who I'm talking about. Anyway, okay. A customer.
So hypothetically, what's this new job?
IT.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
An IT firm.
Yeah.
Cool. So you have this customer at an IT firm.
Yeah. And they come in and they're buying fruit and veg. I mean, computers. And
software.
And firmware. And security.
Graphics card.
And iFixit.
Cool, and some cool caps for their hubcaps.
Yeah. I'm a bike repairman. Yeah. Anyway, he comes in and he's telling us about this story. He's like, oh, back in the 80s, yeah, we went to this local disco, blah, 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 and I was known there, blah, blah, blah. And it was dress-up. It was a fancy dress-up. So me and my wife, we went as black people.
Okay, pause.
And that's exactly what me and my friend did that I work with. We're like, we didn't say anything, but a hush fell over. It was like, oh.
A hush or a sigh?
No, like,
Is this the
You know when you're all you want to do is desperately like grab them and be like, did you just fucking hear that? But you can feel you're both thinking like, oh, we are talking about this.
Well, later. I know what you would have done to me if I was staying next time.
Yeah.
Well you do that, but you also do the subtle, like you sort of turn your hand into a claw and then grab the my thigh.
Yeah.
I like
so in a live theater show and something comes up that's like, oh my god, we do that joke and they're doing like we'll just grab each other's thigh and squeeze it.
I remember
completely blank in the face.
I don't know what show it was because we've seen a lot of shows together. But you and me, when we do live shows, we're quite big on really crisp audio, a really clean welcome to country, high quality start to the show. We try our best, but we're quite big on it. It's like that's quality. We need to have it in our show. And so I don't know what show it was at, but. We were at a show and the voiceover was terrible.
Yeah.
And I remember immediately lights go down and the voiceover starts sounding like this. And then, you reach over and grab my thigh to the point where it's cutting off circulation. Freaking out. Like,
can you hear this?
Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah. But, you know, it's good on him.
So go back to blackface.
Right? So I'm like, hang on, I know what I heard, but I'm going to give you, what? give me another go. What? Did I hear you right? What was that? This guy doubles down, he's talking about, I don't know what point he was trying to make, because he was
At any stage, was he going to save himself?
No.
Is there anything he could have said where you would have been like, okay, blackface is appropriate in that situation?
No, look. At best, he would have been like, now look, I realize now that wasn't right, and I would never do that now.
And in the 80s,
but
we
it
didn't
was very
know,
interesting.
We weren't educated.
People didn't know it was me, and they were treating me differently based on the color of my skin. So in that way, it was actually quite eye opening. But no, this is not what he said. I feel like that might have been, I don't know, because he was like, I was a regular there, and people were not being nice to me. I barely got in; they weren't letting me in. I was like, it's me. It says his name. I'm not going to say it.
Jeff.
Yeah, it's Jeff. Let me in.
Yep. Jeff.
And I try and talk to people all night. No one's talking to me because of the color of my skin. I'm like, is it because of the color of your skin or is it because everyone's like, fucking Jeff's in blackface. I don't want to talk to him. So I was like, you've nearly found a point here, but
he seems like a regular Michael Scott.
Worse. There's no... anyway. But then he goes even further and is like, so isn't... Like, what? You couldn't do that now. Isn't that ridiculous? What? Isn't that awful? Why can't I do that? You know, we had the big... We had really colourful clothings on, you know, the way Africans dress, blah, blah, and I'm just like, stop. Stop! But
he'd be shocked to realise you can't have dreadlocks these days.
Flashback to me having dreadlocks in year 9 for a whole year.
You see that as cultural appropriation.
I wouldn't do that now.
I wouldn't do it now. No. I wanted to do it when I was a kid, desperately, when I had long hair. But I wouldn't probably do it now.
No, I wouldn't do it
now. I think, one, I'd look atrocious.
Yeah.
Because it just
wouldn't picturing
suit,
it, yeah.
It just wouldn't suit me. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I've heard both sides of the story from people of colour saying yes and no to it. But why? If it offends some people.
Right? I'm like, man.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. Like, but he was like, if I dressed up as you, or if a black person dressed up as a white person, you know, what are they allowed to do that? And I was like,
because black people kept white people as slaves for hundreds of thousands of years.
And oh, it's a fun costume to put on. I was like, usually in these situations, I just sort of like,
fun.
Just
Thor is a fun costume to put on.
I just sort of close up or like, but I was like, oh, well, look. People with different skin colours are treated very differently, and it's one's punching up.
Oh, I know. I was treated differently when I had...
Jeff!
You're not listening to me, Jeff.
And when you put it on, it's appropriating an entire culture, and when they're treated shit, you're putting it on as a costume, and you're punching down, and that's not okay.
But I'm honouring their tradition. I'm carrying it on and keeping it alive.
So all of that. And then that quickly segued somehow into be careful when you're in Europe... And you're at a party because your drink might get spiked and you'll wake up in an ice bath with your kidneys stolen. Oh. Unprompted from us. So, yeah, it's a wild time every time this person
Anyone listening in Europe, be vigilant.
Be careful.
Because at any moment at a party, you could lose your...
And then you've got to quickly get to the doctors because you might die.
We're not talking about, like, Bangkok, wild night gambling, lose a kidney. We're talking
just a house party.
It's just stolen.
It's gone.
Yeah. Harvey, count your lucky stars because you could have had you could have had your kidneys taken.
You're not on dialysis? Well done.
You dodged a big, big, big bullet.
Anyway, so that happened. I don't know. That happened.
Oh, that happened.
So
this customer, is he a nice customer that we like? He's a regular. He's fun. He's enjoyable. And so this is like
At the IT place I work at.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
this is ruining the vibe.
Yes. He's not, as in,
like, he's, okay, for an example, your partner, Gemma, it's just the first thing that comes up to mind. If she walked in this studio now and said, hey, guys, there's a costume party this Saturday. I'm doing blackface. And we all went, oh, Gemma, no. Like, we can't. Yeah. And then she argued that with us. It'd be, like, disappointing.
Yeah, it's like,
I love Gemma too, but you have a relationship.
I am in love.
You're in love. I just love her because she's great. But, like, that you would change a bit of perspective anyway, of, like,
Yeah,
my good friend who I enjoy the company with
he definitely lost some standing, but it's not as if
he had a high social standing to begin with.
Yeah, it was. He comes in, he talks. He loves a chat. He loves talking at you.
Mm-hmm.
Like unprompted, he went from that straight into the kidney story.
Mm.
Did he
lose his kidneys? Is he?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I think he's okay.
As a friend of his, lost
maybe I don't know.
Can we follow this up next time he comes in?
Everything's on Google. Google it. I'm like,
for me next time he comes in and be like, I've just been thinking about this.
Did that happen?
Did that happen to you or a friend or is?
Yeah, unless that
there you go. There's your homework.
He's gonna listen to the podcast and walk in like, oh, you. And I'm like,
where's the bald one?
Run out the fucking back.
Yeah, then he'll steal your kidneys.
Oh
shit. Anyway, what else do we have on the run sheet?
I don't know, man. I'm sober. I'm going sober for a while. I might be a bit low energy. Caffeine. No caffeine.
No caffeine.
Which, because I was having coffee like all through uni. That's when I really started. Because we had early mornings. You know,
we did.
Really early.
You and me used to always wake up and stretch. Had a coffee together.
Yeah.
Head off to uni.
Yeah. Did we?
We used to. I remember one of my favorite stories is we were having a coffee together in the morning, watching the cat just lie in the sun. And we were looking in the barrel of a 10-hour uni day.
Oh, yes.
And you said to me, wouldn't it be nice if our one task today was to just find a warm spot?
That's the cat's job for the day. I'm going to be warm. Where's a nice warm spot? If that was my job, thrilled. I know where they are. I know where I can be warm. If that was my biggest concern for the day, thrilled.
Nice warm shower, then back to bed.
And yes, I forgot that we practically live together because... for some reason, anyway, it doesn't matter. I was thinking when we weren't living first year. Anyway, I would go to classes and be like anxious as all fuck because, I care about this. And and then realized, it's the coffee. I should stop having coffee.
Right.
Didn't stop having it for a while. Then finally stopped having it, switched to tea, loving it. Now even tea fucks me up.
I don't even get too much of a buzz from coffee.
See, that's normal. I think I'm really like, I feel it in my heart. I feel my pupils getting smaller. Really?
I have heavy eyelids and I drink a coffee, that will disappear.
They lighten them.
That will disappear and I won't feel as tired.
Yeah.
But I won't feel a buzz.
Yeah.
Like a Red Bull like I had this morning.
Yeah. If I had that, I would not be here. I'd be shivering in bed. I'd have an IV drip in, just trying to flush it out.
You just wait till teapot, coffee and teapot.
Oh, fuck. I'll just have...
You're going to hate coffee
herbal,
teapot.
Herbal teas.
Yeah, herbal tea. Sleepy tea.
Yeah, true. We're talking Earl Grey. We're talking English breakfast, Melbourne breakfast, Sydney breakfast, any breakfast. Can't do it. Fucks me up.
Melbourne breakfast and...
The Pepsis.
Like, do they have a Sydney breakfast? Like a Perth breakfast and Darwin breakfast?
They definitely did. And I don't know whether... Because anyone I bring up Melbourne breakfast to, they're like, oh my God, I love a Melbourne breakfast! Yes! Queen slay! Yeah, they're like that. But is that because it just is the nicest one? It's got a hint of vanilla. It's yum, 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 yum. Or is it because we're in Melbourne? I'm like, I'll be getting the Melbourne breakfast, please. Yes, queen slay. But
Melburnians don't necessarily love Melbourne breakfast.
No, but I haven't heard anyone bring up, like, actually, I like an Adelaide breakfast. But I know, I remember back in the day, they had, like, a little set of each capital city.
Yep. Oh. Tapping the mic, are you?
Tapping the mic.
How interesting.
Oh.
Oh, no. No.
For fucks.
Of the pod who's just entered.
Hello, I am the Phantom of the Pod.
How are you, Phantom? Have you been?
Yeah, what's going on?
I'm great. I've been listening to the podcast. I've been tickling your toes underneath.
Is that what that was? My goodness. It's warm down there. If I was a cat, I would go down to your catacomb. It's quite warm. I have thousands of candles.
Are you worried about a fire?
Horrified. It's mostly rock.
I hope you don't have a smoke alarm down there, Phantom. I have actually been struggling with my smoke alarm in my apartment. So that
Because of your pillow that caught on fire?
No, it's been flooded battery, but I haven't been bothered to change it.
Oh, because it might keep going off because of all the candles down there.
It might keep going off, but I have changed the battery and it has stopped. So
okay, yeah. Well, there we go.
Which raised me, Phantom, I don't know, I'd love to hear your opinion on this. The fire alarm used to keep going off like every 6-7 hours, just like beep, 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 beep. And I used to come home from work at like 11 o'clock at night and it used to be going. And I used to think, oh, how long has this fucking been going for?
Going off!
Yeah, how long's the neighbours been listening to this for? So could you give me an answer for that, Phantom? How long
was hours!
Hours.
I thought you enjoyed it!
It wasn't a song.
Oh!
This is a song. We've hit a bridge.
Say once again with me.
Anyway, Phantom, I'm assuming you're entering the podcast for a reason today. You wouldn't have just come in for no reason. Do you have something to announce to us? Or?
I'm starting my own line of scented candles.
Lovely.
And a side business of combs. They're called catacombs.
How interesting. Do you comb your cat with them?
Yes.
So cat combs.
Yes, but with a little catacomb. A little play on where I live. I live in a catacomb, I thought. A catacomb, comb a cat, catacomb. I live in a catacomb, catacomb, comb a cat, catacomb, comb a cat. I have cat-scented candles, I have can-scented candles, tuna can, baked bean can, sweat.
You got the can-can?
Yes.
The can-can-can?
So you get people, do the can-can, they sweat, you embalm that stuff off of them and put it into a candle?
Yes!
All right.
And so you can make any scent into a candle?
Anything. You name it.
Yeah, well, it's not called a cantle.
Funny!
Thank you.
Interesting laugh you got there, Phantom. Yeah,
well, he appreciates my jokes at least, Connor, so that's nice to know.
Well, you know, someone's got to, I guess.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's not worth even doing the podcast.
No. Well, should we just stop right now?
Should we?
No. Name a scent. I'll see if I've got it.
Ear sweat.
No. Oh, no, don't. I'll write that one down, though. Name another. I've probably got it.
Eyeball juice.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Fuck. Okay. Keep them coming.
What about bin liquid? Recycling bin liquid.
I do have recycling bin liquid, not bin liquid. That's good.
Do you have lavender?
Lavender? Yuck. I'm sorry, did I hear another voice? Who was that?
Yuck.
Oh, is that Mr. Yuck?
Yuck, 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 yuck.
He's laughing it up now. Get out of here, Mr. Yuck.
Yum.
It's me.
Oh.
Phantom of the Catacomb.
You, excuse me. I'm the Phantom of the Catacomb.
No, you live in a catacomb. You're I'm the Phantom
of the Pod.
Yeah. Bye-bye now. I'm going back to the catacomb.
All right, bye. Phantom of the... Did you know you lived with a Phantom of the Catacomb?
Is it the same... He's getting under the... My goodness, there's two of us down there.
That's what I thought. Friend. We had mirrors and they were just inaccurate.
You've got a friend down there, Phantom. You should go down there and meet
him. I've been doing so much stuff thinking I was alone. Oh my, you do not want to know what I was doing with those candles.
Okay.
Well, how do you think they got their scent?
Now you can do them to the... Fuck. Now you can do them to the Phantom of the Catacomb instead.
Yes.
You can do candle testing on him.
Yes. He does have thick hair as well. Maybe I can comb a cat catacomb, the comb a cat catacomb hair.
You'll be off?
Yes, I'll be off then. Go to phantomofthepodcatacombcandles.com.au. That once again is phantomofthepodcatacombcandles.com.au.
Okay, we he's gone. I really learnt nothing from that whole
Yeah.
What did he teach you in that moment?
He taught me respect and patience, because, you know, I had to sit through that.
He taught me attention because he didn't know he was living with someone.
Yeah. How big is it down there? We've never gone down. Maybe one episode we head on down there and have a look.
Incursion.
An incursion? Yeah.
Incursion.
Well, for us, it's an excursion.
Well, it's in the house. It's in the studio. So you're true. Incursion?
It's inexorable.
Sure. I don't know that word. Inexorable, I mean.
That's all the time we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Hey, are you a friend of the pod? It's been nice hanging out with you.
I hope you are.
Huh. Hanging with our pals, with our buddies. Huh. Maybe it's time for the goodbye song. What do you say, Will?
Yeah, I reckon. This is the first time we've ever tried it. So I'm
We usually sing it at the end of each podcast, but it never makes the cut. So maybe this time we'll see.
It could.
We'll see. Goodbye. My name is Connor. Goodbye. That is Will. It's time to say goodbye. Goodbye to you. It's time to say goodbye to you. We're here. Say